My name is Jay Philpott from 106.5 The Arch, and I want to also say hi to you from our friends in the building, 92.3 WIL, and our new, thank you very much, and our new FM sports station, 101 ESPN. We'll be listening on either of those three stations. Did you know, this is a piece of great news we need to put the good news out whenever we can. Did you know that according to Money Magazine, Arnold is the 12th most affordable city in the United States? Who lives in Arnold? Who doesn't? You might want to look around. You might want to come back during the daytime tomorrow. We want to remind you that exactly 1 month from tonight, Saturday, March 21st, it'll be Johnny Rivers in concert right here. All brought to you by the people at the Arnold Tourism Commission. Also, our other big sponsors are UMB Bank and Drury Hotels. And also the upcoming Arnold concert series, Rickman concert series, will be announced very soon. And for information on that, you can go to arnoldmo.org. We've got some great music coming up for you in just a second. The guys in the band told me they're actually playing New Orleans tomorrow. So it's up to you guys to show how St. Louis and how Fenton and Arnold and everybody around us does Mardi Gras. Can you do that? Can you do that? Very good. Get ready, we're just a few minutes away from Three Dog Night.
Yeah. We're here to entertain you, to take you back to the 1970s. Would you like to go back there? Thank you. Glad you enjoyed that. Tonight we're going to be doing some songs that weren't top 5, they weren't top 10, they weren't top 50, they just weren't top anything. They were on our albums, they were... Actually, we approached every song as a hit, but some songs just didn't make it. But anyway, so we decided to do this song, and there's a little story to this one, because I found this song, and I just thought this song was a wonderful song to record. So we were going into the studio in 1974 to record our following coming up album. So I just thought that this song was a great song. It had potential. It was a number one in my mind. So we recorded it, took it in the studio, and we released it so it could be the hit. And it wasn't. A couple of years later, Joe Cocker was going through some of his albums, came across ours. Joe's been known to take our songs. Took this song and he made it a hit. We don't talk to Joe anymore. Anyway, we'd like to do our version for you, the one that Joe heard.
Thank you.
songs I feel strangely attracted to. And here's our first gold single from 1980.
Jump down the rooftops and you look out across the town.
up, you'd probably find us listed under pop rock for some reason. Actually, we were on the pop charts, we were on the country charts, we were on the rhythm and blues charts. We went over to London, England and recorded with a London Symphony Orchestra at Abbey Road Studio where the Beatles recorded and did an album with them. So we've been all over the place as far as songs. Anyway, we were invited to a blues festival a while ago, starring headlined by Buddy Guy, the great blues guitar player. Anyway, so we had to come up with a song. Corey came up with a song we're going to do for you right now. This is called Heart of Blues.
Yeah.
current stage. We've been together 40 years. Keyboards for about 40 years. Anyway, we're neighbors in Laurel Canyon in Los Angeles in the early 70s, and we lived a couple of doors apart, so he phoned me one evening, one rainy night, and I staggered down to his house, and I played him this crazy song we're gonna do for you right now. This is all his fault.
Thank you. How you feel? I said, Kim, how Thank you. bet these guys are on fire.